Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, May 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
That is why the Israelis say they have to continue fighting in Rafah.
At least 35 Palestinians killed in latest Israeli airstrikes and patients still in hospital after turbulence affects flight coming to Dublin. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, medics in the southern Gazan city of Rafah say at least 35 people have been killed after Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp of displaced civilians. Israel's military insists it struck a Hamas compound with precise ammunition based on precise intelligence. Women and children are understood to be among the dead. Sky's Middle East correspondent Alastair Bunkle says it comes after Hamas yesterday launched long-range rocket attacks from Gaza for the first time since January.
This shows they have still, almost 8 months into war, the capability of firing at relative long range. It shows that Israel's fight is not won. And that is why the Israelis say they have to continue fighting in Rafah.
Eight people are still being treated in hospital after their flight from Qatar to Dublin hit turbulence. Six passengers and six crew were injured during the incident on Qatar Airways flight from Doha yesterday. The airline describes their injuries as minor, but says they received medical attention after the plane landed at Dublin Airport. It comes after a British man died during extreme turbulence on a Singapore Airlines flight last week. Travel Extra editor Owen Curry describes what happened.
The flight was travelling from Doha and Qatar on its way to Dublin, hit turbulence over Turkey, usually associated with thunderstorms, weather patterns, this sort of turbulence. It appears to have happened during mealtime. We do know that eight people were removed to hospital after the aircraft landed in Dublin.
It's estimated another 243,000 premises are ready to connect to high-speed fibre, meaning the National Broadband Plan is nearing completion. The programme's on track to pass over 300,000 premises before the end of the year, recovering from delays caused by the pandemic. Peter Hendrick, CEO of National Broadband Ireland, says the rollout is on schedule.
Where the programme is today, we'd originally planned when we started on the project in early 2020 was that we would achieve a complete build of that network servicing over 1.1 million people within by the end of 2026. COVID impacted us. We've actually recovered that delay and we believe now we will deliver the project on time and on budget, or certainly under budget.
A man has been charged in relation to a suspected arson attack at a vacant building earmarked for asylum seekers in Dublin. The fire broke out at St John's House on High Street in Tallaght last Tuesday after a suspected petrol bomb attack. A man in his late teens was arrested and has since been charged to appear before Tallaght District Court at 10:30 this morning. A new report has found more staff are urgently needed for the National Children's Hospital to open its paediatric critical care unit on time in 2025. The research by the National Office of Clinical Audit highlights the need for a detailed workforce plan to ensure the hospital can operate a fully functional 42-bed paediatric critical care unit, an increase of 10 beds. Associate Professor Martina Healy, clinical lead at Irish Paediatric Critical Care, says more staff are badly needed.
Our workforce may fall below the standard that's expected or that can be seen in critical care. What we're recommending as a result of this, we know that we're moving from 32 beds to 42 beds in the National Children's Hospital. What we'd really like to do is enforce that we need a really detailed working plan so that everything is ready and allow us to hopefully attract staff from abroad when we open this new facility.
In entertainment news, Bruce Springsteen has cancelled a series of gigs due to vocal issues. The boss has postponed shows in Marseille, Prague and Milan over the next fortnight, with his European tour now to resume in Madrid on June 12th. In a post on Instagram, he said he was recuperating comfortably. It follows Springsteen's string of sellout shows in Ireland. And in sport, in GAA, Tipperary boss Liam Cahill says he's the full support of the county board and will be back next season. The Premier manager saw his side exit the Munster Hurling Championship at the hands of Clare yesterday, 124 to 24 points the final score. They only picked up 1 point from their four games and haven't played in a provincial final since 2021. After yesterday's game, Liam Cahill said he was fully confident he will remain at the helm.
I have a 3-year term and possibly with a 1-year extension. I have full support of the county board, 100% behind me. And what's paramount to me and my management team is I have 100% of the support of them players next door. So that's not even a question.
Clare will face All-Ireland champions Limerick in the Munster final after Limerick's 30-2 win over Waterford. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.